Thank you for joining us for another episode of Mountain Matters. This is Ryan Orr with the news you need to know. Bear Valley Unified School District will be hosting a free community event from 5 to 7 p.m. on May 9th. Parenting in a Digital World by Cyber Safety Cop will provide a 90-minute engaging and eye-opening presentation about what is really going on in our children's digital world, according to a release from the district. The seminar will teach parents about current games and apps that teens use today, and parents will be given tools and an action plan to help their kids stay safe online. Some topics to be discussed include risks associated with popular social media sites, sexting and online predators, how to monitor online activity and find secret Instagram accounts, and more. Elementary, middle, and high school parents are encouraged to attend. Dinner will be served at 5, and childcare is available for children ages 3 through 12. Spanish translation will be available, and the event is free. The seminar is for parents only. No children are allowed in the presentation per the district announcement. For more information, call 909-866-4631, extension 6231. It is with sadness that we report the passing of former Bear Valley Community Healthcare District CEO John Friel. Friel spent more than 50 years in healthcare, starting as a nurse on the East Coast, before going on as CEO to lead organizations such as Watsonville Community Hospital, Oak Valley Hospital District, Catalina Island Medical Center, and spending more than 6 years at the helm of our local healthcare district and hospital from 2016 to 2021. The lifelong Rotarian passed away in late March following an illness in Santa Cruz County, where he had moved to be closer to his adult children. It looks like we're headed for the first weekend in nearly 2 months that is not expected to produce moisture in the form of rain or snow, and this may be one of the best summer lake seasons in recent years. Runoff continues from melting snow in the surrounding mountains, and as of Monday, the lake was just 4 feet 8 inches down from full. According to historical weekly lake level data from the Big Bear Municipal Water District, the lake has not been this full since January of 2013, when the lake registered at just 4 feet 4 inches from full, and with creeks still rushing and plenty of snow still melting, the lake's level is expected to continue climbing. On that note, the East Public Launch Ramp is open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and lake use permits are now available. Launch ramp operations is dependent on weather and launching is prohibited under snowy or icy conditions. Despite the currently pleasant conditions, overnight lows are still regularly dipping into the low to mid 30s, and most longtime Valley residents will tell you not to begin planting your garden until after Mother's Day at least, as there is always one late freeze that has destroyed many a tomato plant. There are new stakes for the steinholding contest at this year's Mayfest. The top men's and women's steinholding qualifiers will win a paid trip to the United States Steinholding Championship happening in New York City later this fall, according to a release from Wyatt's, where the annual event is held. Those that succeed at the U.S. final will then win an all-expense trip to Germany. Known as the Big Bear Lake Oktoberfest's little sister, the Big Bear Lake Mayfest will be held May 18th from 1 to 8 p.m., May 25th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, May 26th from noon to 6 p.m. The event will celebrate German heritage, featuring its own beers, contests, bratwursts, homemade sauerkraut, fresh pretzels, a live German band, and much more. For information and to purchase tickets, visit BigBearEvents.com. The Big Bear CSD will be holding a free community cleanup day on April 20th for CSD solid waste collection customers. Everything from yard waste to furniture, e-waste, paint, fluorescent lamps, and construction waste will be accepted from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the CSD's maintenance yard at 417 Greenfall Lane. Also on the 20th, the Big Bear Discovery Center will be holding an Earth Day celebration from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. that will boast booths and programs with crafts, information, and more related to stewardship, recycling, and helping the planet. The Big Bear Alpine Zoo will hold their Earth Day Lake cleanup event on April 24th. The cleanup will focus on the area between the West Launch Ramp and Juniper Point from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Call 909-260-3735 to confirm your participation and receive the starting location. And don't forget to join the Friends of the Alpine Zoo for their bowling fundraiser on April 28th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the bowling barn that will include a silent auction and 50-50 raffle. And now's the time to get your last late season runs in, as the slopes are still covered in snow, but local resorts will be closing shop on April 21st to begin the transition to summer downhill mountain biking season. For Big Bear pets in need, pet food will be distributed on Thursday, April 25th at Believer's Chapel from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and St. Joseph's Church on April 30th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All volunteers and donations are always appreciated. For more information, email Pat at petfoodbank1@gmail.com. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Thank you for joining us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.